I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees, bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I just can't get myself to stop. Uh-huh. Sometimes she wakes till I'm asleep, and then she'll take the ones that I don't need and put those little sprinkly
Christmas
things
cookies
on top.
Why not? Let's bring lots of Christmas cookies to the bill of fare. It is Christmas Day 2013, 12/25/13, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Merry Christmas, everybody. In this hour of the program, we're going to take, apart is the right word, but try to add to, maybe that's the better way of looking at it, some of the stories that you've heard about some of your favorite Christmas carols, the lyrics, the history of them, the unavoidable part of Christmas, along with many other Christmas things, gifts and baskets and that sort of thing. So this is my Christmas gift to you. I normally try to be on the air live on Christmas Day and 1st of January and the 4th of July, most all of the holidays, if they fall during a weekday, I think it's my job to be here. I had not planned, however, to be here. And so the rest of the group that is normally with me, including Kenny Kessler and Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Rich McFadden, all my friends to whom I wish a very Merry Christmas, they made other plans, and I decided not until last week, actually, to do this program live today. So we'll have lots of opportunities for you to share your thoughts. Why don't you join me at 888-302-3684. That'd be the best way for you to connect with me today. And as I said, during this hour, many of the most popular songs, the stories behind the songs and the songs themselves. One of the things that's always in dispute is, how do you arrive at a list like this? Much of what I have is put together from my own gut, if you will, but there are records from ASCAP, American Society of Musicians, or whatever they stand for, and then there are things from BMI, which is another music licensing group. There are the statistics that come from the radio stations that play a lot of these Christmas songs as to what the top 25 are. We will not have time in this hour for 25, but we'll get as many in as we can. Let's get started with a song that is very difficult to escape from. And I think that all of these, frankly, the ones that I've chosen to be on this list, are ones that are, I suppose, my personal favorites. And so Dean Martin does the honors with the first one. Then I'll tell you the story. Or should I? Maybe, Michael, I should tell the story first about these songs, and then we actually play them. The song Let It Snow has been referred to as a Christmas song by many because of the seasonal lyrics, regardless of the fact that this is purely a love song. It makes no mention of Christmas other than just having snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Sometimes it's referred to as the title Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. It's a song by Sammy Kahn and Jule Stein, made popular during the 1940s, in fact. The composers were inspired to write this song after experiencing one of the hottest days in Hollywood on record, which was in July of 1945. Vaughn Monroe was fortunate to have made the very first recording of this song, but the most popular ones have been done, most popular versions of this song have been done by Doris Day, Andy Williams, Smokey Robinson, and this one by Dean Martin.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow, Dean Martin, the most popular version of that song, which, as I said a few minutes ago, is not really a Christmas song, but yet it is, because it seems to fit, especially when we've had so much snow around the country as we have over the past two or three weeks. So that's one of the songs for consideration here. In and out of the conversation in this hour, the story behind these songs, and your thoughts, if you will, because I'm here live at 888-302-3684. Christmas stories, Christmas wishes, if you want to share them, that's part of this day. It's complimentary. In a moment, one of the most popular orchestral pieces ever composed. Here on the Good Day Christmas program, I'm Doug Steffen, 13 past the hour.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a Boston Massive responsibly.
'Twas the day after Christmas and all through the house, everyone loved their presents. But Aunt Shirley got your name and made you that blouse. What? So get to Kohl's, starting at 5 a.m. on December 26th for amazing prices and early bird specials until 1 p.m. on stuff like sweaters, sleepwear, and up to 70% off holiday trim. And they'll hear you exclaim as you pee out of sight. Merry Kohl's after Christmas clearance to all. Yo, this sale is tight. Or, you know, something to that effect. Kohl's, expect great things.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, now 17:16 and a half past the hour. Those of you listening on American Forces Radio today, you have our best wishes, as do all the other listeners, all the other people listening around the country and around the world, around the country on some 345 radio stations that carry this program, especially on Christmas Day. It's so unusual. I was talking to somebody last night, matter of fact, a pilot of one of the planes, he wasn't the pilot of the plane I was on, but he was a pilot for American who was deadheading back from Boston to Los Angeles. And we were talking a lot about the sorts of things that go on Christmas as far as travel is concerned. It's a very unique day. Christmas Eve is a unique traveling time. So it was my pleasure to have just pleasant conversation with people. I don't normally do that, but I'm interested in flying and interested in planes and stuff. And so we had a good conversation, lasted most of the trip actually out here. And so the thing about what people do, I mentioned him because he's working today, and he worked yesterday. And those who are working, a special tip of the hat to you. This is not work for me. It's a pleasure. I'm happy to be here, happy to encounter whatever is going on in your life and share it with lots of folks, not only, as I said, on all the radio stations, but on the Internet and on the various downloading apps, the iTunes and iFax and iHeart, whatever it is. In this hour, taking some extra time to go through the story behind the story of some of these great songs that have become part of the Christmas season. Sleigh Ride, popular light orchestral piece composed by Leroy Anderson. He had the original idea for this during a heat wave, another one of these songs that came about, as was the case with Let It Snow. This was the heat wave in July 1946. He finished writing this a year or so later. The lyrics are about a person who would like to ride in a sleigh on a winter's day, and another person. The story was written by Mitchell Parrish in 1950. So the orchestral version was first recorded in 1949 by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra. It was a hit on RCA, become the equivalent of a signature song for the Pops every year during the Boston Pops Christmas concerts. They play it. Great acclaim. The original version, though, is the one I like the best because it's by the man who wrote the song, Leroy Anderson's orchestra, and Sleigh Ride. Because Sleigh Ride was also not something that specifically mentioned any holiday, any religion, whether you listen, the song was not really meant to be a Christmas item, but it turned out to be. And so it's really kind of interesting how these big songs were not really Christmas songs when they get started. We're attending to the Christmas songs, probably the songs of the season here on Good Day.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's
perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky.
So there are lots of different versions of lots of different songs that are considered to be Christmas tunes. Those radio stations that go all Christmas, they usually have a playlist of about 45. They call it a tight list in the business. And many of them will not vary from those 45 songs by very much. Some of them have 45. Some of them have an additional 40 or so that they use that they sprinkle in between. Sometimes if there are quote-unquote requests for Christmas, they vary them. But very few of them go into... there have been some successful stations doing the alternative, which is not playing... They'll play the hits, but they'll also play a lot of just really upbeat versions of popular songs at Christmas. So my idea here on the Good Day program for this Christmas morning was to take many of the most popular songs and to bring them around so that we have a sort of background. And the song by Johnny Mathis called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas was written by Meredith Wilson. This amazing Christmas song, originally called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Not It's Beginning, but It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. That's a contradiction of sorts. Anyway, the consensus that I found in doing some research, not necessarily proven, is that Meredith Wilson wrote the song while he was staying in Yarmouth's Grand Hotel, a reference to one of the trees at Frost Park is directly across the road from the Grand Hotel in Yarmouth. It gives some platform for the people who speculate it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, were actually written while staying at the Yarmouth Grand Hotel. The lyric which gives rise to the speculation is a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The beauty of it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas led to it later being incorporated into the pre-Broadway version of the score of Meredith Wilson's 1963 musical, Here's Love. And so Johnny Mathis recorded a version of this in 1986. I thought it was way before that, but it wasn't, according to the research. So here's an excellent, probably the best known version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in 5 and 10, listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
There's a
tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. A sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Meredith Wilson says it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Meredith's one of my favorite names, interestingly enough. It's a good man's name and a woman's name as well. It's 28 after. This is Christmas. Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthetique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Robitussin Coffequence number 17, Unexpected Turbulence.
Hello, this is your captain. We're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TM Max now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the consequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, in the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver. Multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes. And packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain, too. Centrum Silver for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat...
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am happy to be here. This is Christmas Day, a live broadcast, a Good Day program with the host by himself, which is the way it used to be. This is the 26th year of this radio program. When I first started doing it, I remember Christmas 1988, which was the first year I started doing this program in October of 1988. And the first Christmas that I was on the air was that Christmas of 1988, doing this program. I'd been on the air, I started actually on the air. My professional career began in 1966, but I was on the air when I was a kid in college, when I was actually just turned 18 in 1965. And that was when I first sort of got an inkling that this might be something I'd do for a living, or at least have some fun. And it's been both of those things over the years. But many, before I started doing the Good Day program, many Christmases I was on the air live. I just wanted to, whenever there was a chance to volunteer to do things. As a kid, I was doing that because I wanted to do better in the business. Most of you know, if you come along in any business at all, that the way to get ahead then, and I dare say the way to get ahead now, is to do everything, volunteer, say yes, and people will pay attention to you and notice you. Sometimes work outdoes talent. Many people have said that to me over the years. And listen, maybe that's true. One way or the other, I have found a calling that I'm extraordinarily comfortable doing because I basically like people and like talking to people and about a lot of the issues of the day and a lot of things that are going on, things that are important to people. And there's nothing more important on Christmas Day, I don't think, than Christmas music. So we have muted all of the usual things that would go on in conversation with regard to Christmas. And I thought we'd take some of the Christmas songs that have been so popular and played, and not only do them in this hour, but maybe they'll be sprinkled here and there throughout, maybe even the rest of the week. Who knows? Why not? Why just have Christmas on the day of and leading up to? Everybody stops short and it's done, it's over. I think Christmas, actually, for me, the 2 days, the 24th and the 25th, are the days, sort of the high days of Christmas. But just to stop it, it sort of kills what in my mind is the reason for having this. And it isn't so much to celebrate the birth of an important individual. It's the feeling that we get as we work ourselves up to Christmas. That is the essence of our relationships with people. And I tell you, over the years, I've had a relationship with millions and millions of people through this program, which I am thankful for. Some of you who have emailed me this morning or have been sending emails and cards and notes along over the past week or 10 days, I thank you very much. You all know who you are. Some of you are characters. I also want to say thank you to Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Evan Mantell, who worked through the night to put a lot of this together to help us all celebrate the Christmas season that is upon us and the day which we have, that we hold so preciously. And because music is so much a part of it, I'm trying to bring you the background to some of the popular tunes. This, as I said, not a music program generally, but we have because it's about what all of us are thinking and experiencing. Certainly music plays a role in it, but we don't play most of these, we don't play songs in their entirety at all on the program, unless there's a real important meaning for these songs, and certainly Christmas songs, like the Christmas song, commonly subtitled Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. That was its original subtitle. Merry Christmas to You has been used as a title for it. A classic Christmas song written 1944 by Mel Torme, along with Bob Wells. According to Torme, the song was written during a blistering hot summer day. That's been the case. Every single song we've played so far has been written in the heat. Song here is one of the most performed Christmas songs in any country, whether it's ours or around the world. Stay Cool by Thinking Cool was their thought. Torme said, quote, I saw a spiral pad on a piano, and four lines were written in pencil. They started chestnuts roasting, Jack Frost nipping, Yuletide carols, folks dressed up like Eskimos, etc. Bob Wells, who was the co-writer, didn't think he was working on a song lyric. He said he thought that if he could immerse himself in the winter, he would cool off. 40 minutes after he and Torme got together, the song was born, and the best version of it probably is the one we think of first, recorded by the Nat King Cole Trio, with obviously Nat King Cole singing the lead in the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Actually, this version, the first version was done by the King Cole Trio, and then it was recorded again in 1953 with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. And that's I think there are two versions done with Nelson Riddle, one in 53 and one in 61. Ralph Carmichael's orchestra as well. I think that's the one that we're listening to here as we go through the songs of Christmas for you here on Christmas Day on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a song that combines Christmas with country and Christmas with rock and roll. Some people describe this song as the original rockabilly Christmas song written by Johnny Marks, who is a prolific songwriter of a lot of holiday standards that we hear. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Holly Jolly Christmas, Silver and Gold, Run Rudolph Run, and he's Jewish. It was. He's not with us any longer. I was getting a kick when I first learned that Johnny Marks wrote as many of these Christmas songs as he did. But there's nothing about any of these songs that's religious. And in fact, for many people who are not even Christians and aren't celebrating the birth of Christ, they love this time of year because they love the music. And so here is a is the most popular version, actually, of this song, Rock Around the Christmas Tree, recorded by a lady described as Little Miss Dynamite. She was 13 at the time this song was recorded, and so it has, I remember reading something, she was interviewed back in 2006 in the Chicago Trib. The recording session took place in July of 1958 in Nashville. The producer had the studio freezing cold with the air conditioning, she said, and there was a Christmas tree set up to get in the mood. There was a lot of fun recording it, and I think that with Hank Garland on the guitar, Boots Randolph on the sax, you can kind of feel the song, which goes back to Christmas of 1958.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Sort of fit the standard of recording during the 50s when the rock era began. A lot of these people went into the studios. Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, a lot of even some of the great instrumentalists, they would go into the studio and they'd just jam, and what would come out would be gold, and it was oftentimes 45, 50 minutes, and they had it all done. Such was the case with this tune. Brenda Lee, 13 years old when she recorded that back in 1958. I feel like Norman Knight, who has been on the air for about as long as I've been on the air, is a well-known jock around the country, started in Cleveland, and he loves to tell some of these stories about the regular rock and roll, the music from the 50s, 60s, 70s. He's very good at it. I'm trying my best to bring you the story, the color, if you will, behind some of those popular of the Christmas tunes as part of my Christmas gift to you. Doug Steffen at 15 before the hour on the Good Day Christmas program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
'Twas the day after Christmas, and all through the house, everyone loved their presents. But Aunt Shirley got your name and made you that blouse. What? So get to Kohl's, starting at 5 a.m. on December 26th, for amazing prices and early bird specials until 1 p.m. on stuff like sweaters, sleepwear, and up to 70% off holiday trim. And they'll hear you exclaim as you peel out of sight, Merry Kohl's After Christmas Clearance to all. Yo, this sale is tight. Or, you know, something to that effect. Kohl's, expect great things.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 through 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators end of year flooring clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Not the usual conversation program, but conversation about the big songs of the Christmas time of year. This is a miracle. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I guess I've always appreciated the story of Rudolph as told in this animated special that I grew up watching on television. The real business story behind the tale is also pretty interesting. Rudolph was bullied and shunned because he was different, self-conscious, and shy. And then he hit the big time. Wasn't exactly a triumph of North Pole meritocracy, if you will. Rudy got lucky. The bright red nose generated so much grief, came in handy when fog nearly ruined Christmas Eve, and Santa was a kindly and nimble enough manager to put him in charge. Reminded me a lot of me when I was a kid. So this is not the story of Rudolph. Maybe it's Dudley the Red-Nosed Reindeer here. We have a portion of that right now on the Good Day program.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
The story is actually written by Robert Louis May, who is an advertising copywriter for Montgomery Ward. He had a tough time growing up as a kid, and so he sort of put his story, in a manner of speaking, into Rudolph, and that's where the story came from. You didn't know that? Inspiration for a coloring book as well. 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Interesting how this group, Mannheim Steamroller, has become very popular over the years as attention paid to this group by Rush Limbaugh brought them the notoriety that they have. Not for the, not entirely, but for the most part, I think. The Doug Steffen Good Day program is 54 minutes after the hour now, 888-302-3684. Should you want to connect, there are going to be a lot of stories through the day today, a lot of Christmas music. So the hour would not be complete without playing a little historical perspective, if you will, on the most listened to song in the history of popular recordings. All week, there have been, I think any time I turn the radio on, this song. I don't know why. It's kind of like when you buy a white car. You see lots of white cars you didn't see before. Just listening to White Christmas, the most famous of all the holiday songs. It was written in a place not known for its sleigh bells or the snow. I love White Christmas, said Denise Gaines of Paradise Valley, one of my favorites. I was reading an article in a Phoenix newspaper, because that's where I, when I was doing research for this, I saw that Irving Berlin, who was a Jewish songwriter from Russia, wrote this tune under the warm Phoenix sun. Isn't that amazing? Legend has it that Berlin wrote White Christmas while he was lounging by the Catalina Pool at the Arizona Biltmore Hotel in January of 1939. He was sitting out there in the sun. He liked to work. And he was a great lyricist. So the idea of, again, cooling off. Isn't it interesting? The reason I'm bringing this up is because most every song we've played, I think of the six or seven we've been through this hour, most all of them, with the exception, I think, of, well, even the Brenda Lee song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, was recorded in the summertime. All of them have roots in the heat. So as you listen to this, and the most popular version by Bing Crosby, think of the time of the year and the place where this was written. You would never have dreamed that it was possible. Here it is, the most listened to song of all time.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. The treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells.
snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
The song White Christmas, written at the Arizona Biltmore Hotel in Phoenix. It's really one of those great stories of using one's imagination. I remember the first time I ever heard this song. You're going to get a kick out of this story. I was sitting in the fourth grade. Alice Scipione was my fourth grade teacher at Jonathan Maynard Elementary School in Framingham Center, Massachusetts. And there was a young lady sitting in front of me. I know we were supposed to be rehearsing and singing. We had a Christmas concert, and that time, when I was in elementary school, you could actually do this stuff and get away with it in school. So we had a Christmas concert, and our song was the one we were singing. Our class was singing was White Christmas, and I had started singing in the chorus at church, so I was pretty good. But I wasn't paying attention at all to the song, learning the lines or anything like that, because there was a young lady named Becky who sat in front of me. And she had braids, and I was fascinated with the braids. Now, you tell me after how many hours, this was in the fourth grade, I can remember while I was listening to Bing Crosby sing White Christmas in our classroom as we were learning how to sing it, I was pulling on her pigtail. Why in the name of heavens I remember that? I don't know, but I do. So anyway, that's what White Christmas means to me. And I'm sure it means a lot to you. And hopefully all these songs we've gotten to in this hour have meant a great deal to you. If you're not able to listen to more hours of Good Day through the rest of the week, may I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 After on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.